What do you, first of all, want us to know about this case?
Well, thanks, Scott, for the opportunity to provide some broader context. We really felt that it was important to provide information. We've been, reticent to do so because this is an ongoing and active investigation, but based on what we believe is some gaps in some of the reporting and the statements that we've provided to a requester, we thought it was really important to help provide more context and information. So what I want to talk about is the procedure, the process, and the timeline that we've been able to piece together a little bit to clarify some of these things. We cannot really talk specifically about this investigation. So again, just to clarify, it's an active, open, and ongoing investigation that we've expressed that many times in some media requests. We take constitutional rights and due process of our community members very seriously. So we'll tell you what we can today without compromising that investigation or condemning any potential accused party, including Ms. Lips. While AI was used as an investigative step, other steps were also taken prior to submitting this case to the state's attorney. So just to explain this procedure a little better so folks have a better understanding, I think there's always a lot of confusion about how this works. Police are the investigative arm. We go there, we collect evidence, we interview people, we put all of this together in a documented report, and then we send it to the state's attorney office for review of the potential criminal charges. We work hard to ensure that our investigations are objective and thorough before sending them to the state's attorney, but sometimes they may request follow-up and we do that and send it back and then they review it. And so the state's attorney's role is really to review that to make sure there's venue, elements of the crime, and that there's probable cause to issue the charges before they do so. And in this case, that's exactly what was done. The case was investigated. The state attorney looked at it, reviewed it, and decided to issue charges against Ms. Lips. From there, the state attorney then referred it to a judge for a warrant. That judge, who's also required by the Fourth Amendment to review that prior to issuing to ensure there's probable cause that a person committed a crime. That's what probable cause means. It's not guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. It's that someone probably committed a crime. And also reviewed it, issued the warrant, and authorized extradition. Again, that's the criminal justice system kind of in a nutshell, and that's how we do everything investigatively. That's what was done in this case, and so there were a lot of eyes on this from the beginning, and that we followed that process. Now, in terms of timelines, we know that the crimes occurred in late April and early May of 25. We have four offenses in Fargo in which it appears to be the same person. There was a second person involved in another series that's already in custody. Those came to our attention and went up to our investigations division, who did their initial investigation on June 2nd, sent it to the state's attorney's office for review. Again, that review, as we've just described, occurred, and on July 1st, the state's attorney referred it to a judge for the warrant and nationwide extradition. On July 14th, Ms. Lips was arrested in Tennessee. She's also, while held there, there was a local charge of some sort that we haven't been able to get any more definitive information on, but she was there, and so extradition took a period of time. On October 20th, Tennessee notified Cass County that they had a waiver of extradition. On October 30th, she was booked into the Cass County Jail. And as Cass County process is in the jail, they notify the state's attorney. They don't notify Fargo PD or whoever the original investigating entity is. That's been their practice ongoing, as far as we know, for some time, for a long time. So the state's attorney was aware. And October 31st, Ms. Lips made her initial appearance. On December 5th of 25 was the first time our detective was advised by the state's attorney that Ms. Lips was in jail and that she had a court-appointed attorney, which means that we can't interview her without that attorney's consent and participation. On December 12th, the state's attorney advised our detective that the defense attorney had produced some potential exculpatory evidence, evidence that would show maybe she's not involved in this crime, which then caused them to arrange that interview with Ms. Lips and her attorney that occurred on December 19th. That led to some additional follow-up by our detectives on the 22nd, and then ultimately on the 23rd, doing everything that they could at that juncture, they decided that at this point, it would be best to get the charges released while we conduct additional investigation because we can't no longer determine definitively if she's involved or not involved. That led to her release on the 24th. Our detective did attempt to arrange a ride home with her and offered her hotel room funds, which she refused, indicating that she already had a ride and didn't need that assistance. We've also checked with the jail, Captain Frobig, in terms of what's available for people who are released from the jail. And they do have a winter clothing kit that they provide to someone if they would like to have it. And in checking their records, there was not a request made by Ms. Lips for that or any other request made relative to any needs she might have upon discharge from the jail. And so that's the timeline as we know it right now. We're continuing to conduct a review of our investigative processes and attempts to identify any additional steps that could be utilized going forward, especially when dealing with AI. We know that that's there's AI in a lot of things that we deal with, and anything that we can add to our processes to make them better, we're certainly open to that, and that review is already in process. But again, just to reiterate that this case followed the criminal justice process in terms of putting that investigation together, having reviewed by the state's attorney, and an issuance by the judge. We'll be discussing likely communication with Cass County and the state's attorney about issues like this going forward to see if there's a better way to create notification so that we're at least aware that someone's in custody on one of our warrants. Not that, again, we could go over an interview without that attorney's approval, but it would be good for us to know that, I think, as well, to make this maybe a better system of information. And then likely this would be a topic at our public safety task force later today as well, I think. So that's kind of our overview in a nutshell that we wanted to provide to the public so they had a little better understanding.
Was she interviewed by the Fargo Police Department?
Yes, with your attorney.
Okay. And that happened at the Cass County Jail?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
Okay. You mentioned a review is underway. You've been at this a long time. Just from a 30,000-foot view, do you see mistakes having been made?
No, I don't, although there's always room for improvement. And I think, again, reiterate, this wasn't on anyone's radar until the last week and a half, 2 weeks. I had no knowledge of this whatsoever, that this had occurred. And as soon as we got the first couple of inquiries, I sent it to our investigations division captain for response. And as would be our typical response, it's an ongoing investigation and we can't talk about it and we can't condemn in any way any potential persons of interest or suspects. So we have to be very careful there so that the state's attorney can actually carry out their mission as well. And that investigation is still ongoing, and we hope to, in the future, be able to definitively know one way or the other what her involvement is or is not, but at this juncture, we don't know.
Given the fact that you just became aware of this very recently, there's been speculation that this is one of the reasons you resigned. Is that true?
No, it's not a reason I retired, and I had been planning that, as I said, at the press conference and discussions with my family for some time.
You mentioned the AI piece of this, and that's part of the review. What's typical in the reliance on AI currently in Fargo PD, and for that matter, law enforcement in general?
Well, how it's utilized is the North Dakota State Intelligence Center has AI technology that if we are looking for an investigative lead that we can't otherwise determine, cases such as this, we can utilize them for an investigative lead. And so agencies typically submit those to the State Intelligence Center for that analysis. We don't have that ability here. We don't own technology that does that. And so it's done in limited forms and our larger types of investigations. That information then requires additional investigative steps. That's really best practice. You can't just rely on that solely. And that wasn't the sole reason in which this case was put together. But we're also looking at the steps that we took, and are there any other steps that could be taken, even some of the things that we're doing now to try and make this more definitive based on some of the information that she's provided. So always room for improvement, but I think the process as available was what we utilized.
And to the extent that that is not a process that happens at the Fargo PD, you now look at the match and you say, wow, this wasn't a good match. Do you agree with that assessment?
Well, I don't think anyone said that, but I think as the case goes on, we'll know the answer.
Now you look at the photo of her and you look at the photo of that was supposedly matched, and it just doesn't look like it's anything even resembling her.
I wouldn't even comment on that other than to say that photos can be, I wouldn't comment on that.
Why did West Fargo Police Department pass on this?
I guess you'd have to ask them that question.
But does that in any way, I mean, is that typical where you had the data or the investigation to say we're going to do it and West Fargo didn't? Or, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, West Fargo passed on this and Fargo should not have taken it up.
Well, and I don't know if they did any other investigative steps. And so I don't know their thought process there. They would have to answer that question.
I don't know if this comes from her attorney or what, but there's, according to them, exculpatory evidence. And that's why she was released, because it was proven that she was in Tennessee at the time of this crime due to credit card records. Do you consider that viable? I mean, is that checked out?
I think that's exactly why we're continuing the investigation, so I can't comment on that.
Got it. All right, a couple other questions that's just come from our audience that I want to just give you a chance to address quickly, Chief, before we wrap up today. But one of the questions was, why wouldn't the FBI be investigating this since it was bank fraud?
Often the FBI's got limited resources. We handle most of those cases in the city. And these cases aren't filed by the banks on a regular basis unless they're larger sums of money, as they have insurance that covers that type of stuff. But in this case, there was a home equity line of credit scheme that was going on in our region. And it's really handled by the local entities most often.
Another question that has come up is that she lost her residence, lost her home because she was incarcerated. I've since heard that she was living with somebody, so she didn't, quote unquote, lose her housing. What do you know about that?
I'm unable to corroborate the veracity of those statements.
Of what I just said, you mean, or about their claim from the attorney?
Correct. I can't corroborate the veracity of any of her statements relative to those issues.
Got it. As part of the investigation, is that why you can't, or?
I think we need to be careful here, and again, in terms of the open investigation and maintaining objectivity as to her status.
Got it. Okay. What else do we have for you? Your involvement in the case, you just touched on, you found out recently, but did you have any involvement in the case before that?
Not at all. Wasn't even aware of it. Any requests that came in about the case, I forwarded to our investigations division. That's our standard protocol.
Got it. Another question, why did it take months for the department to interview her? What was the timeline on the interview?
Well, I think that if you go back through the timeline, we didn't even know till December 5th that she was here and she had an attorney. And at that juncture, there wasn't an interview requested on the state's attorney's side until the 12th, when they had some potential exculpatory information. And that then would require some more investigative follow-up, and interview would be prudent. So that was arranged and done, I think, very expeditiously. And you know, we're continuing to investigate from there.
And again, on the checks and balances here, investigation happens by Fargo PD. You have this AI from the state perspective technology. Then it goes to the state's attorney. Then the state's attorney goes to a judge for a warrant. So I guess just on its surface, that's typically how it works. And obviously they were happy with the police work and I guess said there was enough there based on the police investigation to proceed both with the warrant and the charges, correct?
Yeah, I think that's fair, yeah.
Some are saying that the Fargo Police Department is owed an apology to her. That the Fargo Police Department owes her an apology. And what would you say to that?
Well, I think we don't want to see anyone improperly arrested or detained, although that does happen in our criminal justice system, and sometimes things like this occur. But at this juncture, the investigation is still open, and we do not know definitively what, if any, her level of involvement is. And so at this juncture, we'll wait and see how the investigation turns out.
Anything else you want to tell us?
I just hope that this is helpful in terms of people better understanding what's occurred and is clear from a perspective of how this all came about.
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you.